Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Boy, that voice sounds familiar. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, somebody who's been with us now for 16 of those, our good friend Leslie Grossman. She is, folks, she has many accomplishments, including as an author of many books. But she's also, more recently, the faculty director for executive leadership for women at George Washington University. How close did I get, Leslie?
Yeah, you're very close. Very close. Exactly right.
So what do you do in that role? What is your job?
Well, I lead a number of programs at GW. In fact, one of them is coming up this month in March, the Executive Women's Leadership Program, which is a three-day intensive program where we really address the personal barriers and challenges that sometimes hold women back at work, so that they can learn how to overcome those and build up their leadership skills in ways that really help them move
what do they need help career. With? What do they need help with? Let me ask you this question.
Well,
does it include, yeah. I'm going to ask you this, does it include things that are in their way, and some of those might be themselves? You know, one of the things I tell all entrepreneurs on the show here is a whole lot of your challenge being successful in the marketplace is getting out of your own way. Does helping women have both of those?
Yes, absolutely. It has that as well, because it's true. There's a lot of habits that we women get when we're little girls, you know, being good girls as opposed to boys, right? Boys are out there in the sports, right? They speak out, they speak up, where the girls tend to be more quiet. So we need to learn how to speak up in times when it's uncomfortable, right? And kind of go, but do it in a certain way that you can be heard. And so we're really learning better communication strategies, effective ways of showing yourself as a leader, not being afraid to build relationships with the right people. Boys do that. Men do that. It just comes natural to men, right? But for you,
well, is
women,
that not only
not.
Leslie? It must be said that it not only comes natural; it's expected and accepted of them, where it's not always accepted and expected from women.
Exactly. So, really learning how to do that in a way that you can not be criticized for, right?
Right.
But you do it in a way that moves you up. Find out. Have a vision for your career. A lot of women don't. You know, it's interesting, Jim, because, you know, the same amount of women as men get their college degrees and they get their master's and doctorates, but yet the number of women at the top is so much less. I mean, only 5% of all CEOs are women. And management positions, the same thing. It's more like 25% of management positions are held by women. So there's things that women need to learn that will help them move up in a way so that we can have gender equality, which is better for everybody.
Let's talk about some things that women can do. Do women need to be better mentors of other women? That's a thing that we've been talking about for a while now.
Yes, and so do men need to be better mentors.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I mean, some women think that in their life they've had more male mentors than they've had women mentors. What do you think about that?
Well, yes, I do. I think that women need more male mentors because they do certain things that women don't do, and they can learn from the men. Now, there are women, they could be mentored by women that have moved up and have learned how to go about it. So But think of the percentage of women that are available to be proper
right.
mentors is much less than male
That's true.
Mentors.
So, That's true. Well,
last, Leslie,
are women making progress still? Are we moving in the right direction? We may like the speed, but we got to like what's been accomplished.
Yes, women are moving. Have been up until the pandemic. Women have been moving up slowly. It's been slow, but we have been moving up, and we need now, looking at this as we come out of this pandemic, what are we going to do to support women to, again, bring them back? And men need to be thinking about that. And during this International Day, what can you do as a man to support women in your organization?
Leslie, I need your website, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right. And check out her books there, too. Hey, Leslie, good job today. Come back. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
I got to go for this hour.
Have a great...
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.